There, welcome back. And Melissa and I are both here. We're going to be talking about the clairs. So mastering the clairs, there are actually 8 major clairs that we're going to be talking about in this lesson. And we're just going to get right into it. Everybody knows what clairvoyance is. It is seeing spirit. I've talked about it in Awaken Your Spirit. I've talked about it in my mediumship class. It's the ability to see clearly, whether it's through your mind's eye, whether it's through a vision, or whether it's through your actual eyes, which can be rarer for psychics, but it still does happen. And for mediums, a lot of mediums and psychics will say that they see in their mind's eye, and they can see situations that might be playing out. They can see loved ones. They can see all kinds of visions and things that they sort of relate to what it is that they're trying to say. That's how they can describe things clearly. Like, I see a red glove and it's got like yellow stitching or ribbon. One of the things that you can do to help develop your clairvoyance is a lot of games. And Melissa's got a really great suggestion for you. Go ahead, Miss.
So I have 2 big games that I play that I can think of off the top of my head. One of them, to help with my inner seeing and my imagination and knowing, is I'll put together a tray of random things. So some coins, some keys, a necklace, some jewelry, a card, just like trinket things. And I will look at the tray for a minute, and then it will get covered up. And then I have to memorize what's on it. So I have to use my inner vision to see what it looked like and to remember what that looked like in my mind's eye. Another game that I play is called the 5 senses. I love this game, and I like to make my mom play this game, especially when we go out. What I'll do is, if I'm at the shopping mall, I will set random alarms on my phone for random times in the day when I'm not working. And when that alarm goes off, I have to stop in that moment and be in the moment. I have to look at, what am I seeing? What am I hearing? What am I feeling? What am I smelling?
That'd be good for all the clairs.
Yeah, and so I use all my clairs in that moment. Because how often do you go to the mall and walk past Cinnabon and you think, oh, that smells so good, but then you forget about it. You forget that it even happened.
Whereas if you can bring
yourself to that moment, if you can bring yourself to that moment and pay attention to, be connected to yourself, what do I see, hear, feel? Because I believe that your 5 senses are your clairs that make up your 6th sense. So I tell people that what makes me a really good medium is that I've trained my 5 senses to almost be hypersensitive, like a superhero, in the sense of I'm more aware of what I'm hearing. So when I'm in a reading talking to somebody, I'm hearing the crows chirping outside. And this actually happened one time. The crows were going, bah, 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 the magpies, sorry, and fighting in the middle of a reading, and my attention was brought to it. So immediately I thought, oh, what does that mean? Oh, bickering. Oh, we're talking about her sister right now? You and your sister are fighting back and forth right now, and you're not hearing each other. Absolutely, Melissa, you're bang on.
And the crows would have been clairaudience, would have been your ears.
Yeah, and if you look down, you see a spider. So I'm more hypersensitive to my senses and more aware of them at all times. And I've trained my brain and my body, my mind and my spirit to do so by doing that 5 senses check-in throughout the day.
So let's go back to clairvoyance, which it can be a skill that you can learn, and you have to practice it. One of the things that you can do to practice your clairvoyance is meditate with your third eye. Particularly, there is an eye chakra. It's actually a pituitary gland, and it's right in the center of your brain. And you can meditate on this center with the intention for it to be open. So just say, sit comfortably, see it opening. You can see it as a rose. You can see it as a lotus flower. Just see your third eye opening.
And also, at nighttime, sorry for interrupting, close your eyes when you go outside or sit in the yard and try to use your third eye with your eyes closed to see where the Big Dipper is. And point your body towards it and then open your eyes and see if you're right.
Good one. The other thing is, you can ask the questions that you want answered. So you can pose a question to yourself or to the universe and then wait and be receptive to what the picture is that floats in your mind. Don't try and hear it, but ask spirit, show me what is in my mind so that I can see it. This would be a really great thing. Clairsentience. It's one of the most common of all the clairs, and it's the ability to feel things about a situation, a person, about future expectations. You might see a picture with clairvoyance, but clairsentience is just a feeling. And people say, I feel things and I don't know why I feel them. There's a lot of really great exercises that you can do for this. You can blindfold yourself. You can put a blindfold on, you can put earphones on, and you can just be feeling what the energy feels like in different rooms or vibrations. You can take notes and have a little notepad in your phone that every store you go into, every place you go into, what was the feeling in Safeway? What was the feeling at your mother-in-law's house? What was the feeling when you got into the barn? And listening to your gut feelings can really be difficult because we want to dismiss them. We want to call ourselves crazy. We want to just basically pull ourselves away from that because we tell ourselves a story. Don't listen to your ego. It doesn't guide you.
Set a challenge to set to feel the energy of each room. And if the energy is great, to match it. So if you walk into a Christmas party and the energy feels great, set a challenge that you're going to match that energy. And if the energy is not great, set a challenge to change the energy around of the room. It's really cool to be able to notice how you can manipulate and change energy. Mm-hmm. And I know I even do that when I go live on Facebook with my mom. I always say, okay, I'm going to switch this energy, and I try to amp it up and manipulate and change the energy and get everybody else joining that energy. And I find that to be a really cool thing.
My next one, most common by mediums, and it's my favorite. It's the one that I've always had since birth, clairaudience, which is to hear telepathically. So either your angels, your guides, or your loved ones, and you hear the voices in your mind. It's like a thought that interrupts the other thoughts. So sometimes I can also sense them, like I can hear a person's laugh, just like I would like outside my head. It's basically the same thing as telepathy, but we say and we call it clairaudience because you're hearing it. It's like thoughts that are sort of working their way through your mind. A lot of people will say when they hear voices, they think I might be schizophrenic. I might be, you know, there's something wrong with me. Do I have a split personality? And the truth is, it's just because they haven't learned about psychic or mediumship. You can hear the thoughts or the noises or things outside your head. A lot of big things that people don't realize with clairaudience is your imagination and being willing to let go. And we teach you when you go through a meditation to let go of your thoughts. That's why meditation is so important to mediums, because it is about letting go, completely letting go.
A really great exercise for that one is writing and journaling, or even writing, making up stories, because your next thought, that next clairaudience message, will be there before you even get the first sentence written, and it kind of flows and comes and comes. So that's a really good one for that. And then you'll pay more attention to it. So when you go out to the store and you think, oh, this girl needs this, or so-and-so's fighting, or their husband's doing this right now, you'll be aware that those are not your own thoughts, because you'll have recognized them through the practice and the journaling or writing stories that you've done.
Claircognizance, which is a clear knowing, and it's a really interesting one. A lot of people have it, but they're not actually aware of it. It can be cultivated, it can actually be learned, and it kind of comes out of nowhere. You're driving down the road and you're like, I know I left the stove on. And some will say, no, you didn't. No, but I know, like I know. Or I know my mom's going to call me today. Or I know something bad is going to happen. Or I just feel like, you know, something is going to happen. And they don't know how they know, but they know. And when I get this clear, I always say, I know like the sky is blue, and I know like the grass is green. And that's my affirmation, that I do know above all things. Lots of times this clair comes into place for mediums when you recognize a spirit. That's so funny, because when I do readings for people over the phone, I don't recognize them, obviously, but people will walk up to me and I'll be like, oh, I know you're dead people. So that comes from that inner knowing or feeling. A lot of people will say with this clair that they can see through lies. They don't know how someone's lying, but they know that they know.
One thing to note with claircognizance and clairaudience is they can very easily get crossed between the lines. It's because you're hearing that thought of, oh, so-and-so needs this right now. Mm-hmm. And someone will say, well, how'd you get that? I just know it.
Yeah.
But one thing to note and to help you discern the differences between the two is that one almost feels as though it comes from outside into your head, whereas the other one comes from within. The claircognizance is your own secure knowing. It's almost from your higher self that knows.
Like a thought that comes through into your mind. It's not
a wave that comes in and out. It's just something that's already
there. Like I know the end of the story. Like I know. I didn't get the thought in my mind. Like I just know.
Yeah, it comes from a different feeling.
That you don't hear people talk about often is clairempathy. So we all hearing about empaths even more. Clair empathy is an emotional feeling. It's the picking up of emotion when we're physically around someone or an animal. And you can even pick up on emotions when you're in a place. There's so many people talking about being empaths right now and how they're struggling with anxiety and thoughts and feelings. Empathy is definitely a feeling, and it can be stronger with certain people and less strong with others.
So one of the clairs that can really, I think this one it gets missed a lot. And I also think that this one is, it's kind of like the, I don't know the right word, but it gets missed and people don't.
Overlooked?
Yeah, it gets overlooked a lot. It's clairgustience, which is clear smelling.
I'm going to go there.
I'm there.
I'm going to go there. You're there. It was the last one on my list.
So the other thing, the thing with clairgustience is people will smell something and it comes
actually,
and goes.
Hey, wait, hold on. You're wrong. Clairgustience is tasting. Clairaliens. Oh. Okay. Aliens is smelling. So let's go to clairaliens.
Okay, clairaliens, clear smelling,
yeah.
I think is overlooked. And I think a lot of people just kind of take it for granted and think it's not important. I want to tell you, it really is important. And so a lot of people have smells that will go, oh yeah, okay, I just smelled something, that's weird, and move on. And it's gone. For me, I rely on this in very emergency situations. For example, if I am driving and I smell whiskey, I know there's a drunk driver around me. I smell whiskey in my own vehicle, but that's my sign from spirit. Be careful. There's a drunk driver around you. You're about to run into a drunk driver. So to me, that's something that's kept me very safe in emergency situations. I once had a student who said to me, I don't feel my daughter around. I never feel her. I haven't felt her in a long time. And then it came out during the class that she was smelling marijuana all the time, and her daughter smoked marijuana in her own house.
Busted.
And so I was like, I think you're getting your daughter. And me and the other teacher were like, you just said that you don't feel her and that you're not connecting with her. So again, something that very easily can be missed, but is a really easy one for spirit to bring you. Smells of perfume, smells of things, and smells can also bring you to feelings of things. For example, I've moved into a Victorian home that smells very antique and rustic. That can bring you back to times that you can relate to clients. Like, do they have a really old home? Did they love old books? You smell the smell of old books. You can smell new home, new paint, those kinds of things.
Okay, so we've covered aliens and gustians, but clairtangency is feeling, is touch. So clairtangency is about touching things and feeling things. And a lot of people will say they feel really, really cold, or they get really, really hot when they work with spirit.
Or they feel their hair being played with.
Their hair being played with, or you feel things move up against you or get that shivers. I always call them
truth bumps,
right? Mm-hmm. You get all those shivers over, you're like, oh, I just got a shiver. That's the truth, right? So clairtangency, also something really important to,
I also have a student who has really relied on clairtangency because she feels really blocked with the stuff that's going on in her life. She's got a lot of stress going on, and she keeps saying to me, Melissa, I don't know if my intuition is working right now because my ego and I'm just so blocked. So she has relied on when getting answers, her yes is she'll feel a tingle on her left side, and her no is that she'll feel a tingle on her right side.
And good to know that you can talk to your guides and have them use your clairs to be able to work for you.
Yeah.
So spirit, if you want me to hear this, speak it in my right ear, speak it in my left ear. You make the rules.
And I think that that's what makes you a custom medium. That's what makes you who you are.
Absolutely.
And what you do.
And so I hope we've given you some tips on how you can become a clair master and use all the clairs. And last thing I want to say before I leave today is that I don't want to hear any of my students say, I'm a clairvoyant, or I only hear spirit, you know, clairaudiently. If you cabbage yourself into one clair, you are going to rob yourself from the amazing, amazing, incredible ways that your guides, loved ones, and angels want to communicate with you.
And they will change over time.
They will change. And be open to all clairs. So we'll see you soon.